She was built in 1854, and 100 years later, she still served the U.S. Navy. We get the story of a ship that served in the Civil War and World War II on this edition of The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The second of this nation's USS Constellations today sets in Baltimore's Inner Harbor. After her commissioning in 1854, she immediately went to the other side of the Atlantic.
Just prior to the Civil War was probably the most important thing that the ship did, wherein she was stationed off the coast of Africa. Now, that squadron was put in place to capture vessels that were engaged in the illegal slave trade, basically slavery interdiction. Constellation captured 3 ships during the time that she was there.
One of those ships, the Cora, was a quarter the size of the Constellation, yet it was carrying over 700 slaves. During the 1860s, she was an active part of the Union Navy.
During the Civil War, the ship was back in the Mediterranean again, and when she was there, she was chasing Confederate raiders, and at one point blockaded the CSS Sumter in port at Gibraltar.
Constellation forced her Confederate crew to abandon their ship at Gibraltar. After the Civil War, her days as a military ship on the high seas began to decline. She took on a new but very important role.
For 23 years, she was the primary training ship at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. At that point, she really gained the moniker, the Cradle of Admirals, for all of the young midshipmen who sailed on board, who later became the people who formed what we now know of as our modern Navy.
By 1893, she was used as a stationary training ship in Newport, Rhode Island. But during World War II, she was brought back into the U.S. Navy and even served as a flagship when all other ships were needed and sent to sea. She finally retired in 1955, serving her country for over a century, and today visitors can see the ship here in the Inner Harbor. Traveling the countryside, in Baltimore, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCray.